Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Regina, this is Michael. I'm calling you from Wikiscribes. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I received a notification that you were not being contacted by the project manager.
No. Justin at Wiki said that someone tried to contact me several times, and that is not the case at all.
Well, I'm looking at your project details here, ma'am. You placed the order with us, and we did reach you out through the Teamwork account. So are you getting any messages from our end? I have your email address as R, your last name, at paradigmmarketinganddesign.com.
Yes, I have not. We have gotten no updates on anything moving
ma'am,
forward.
Can you please check your email, because we sent you the brief form on the very same day you placed the order with us, and your project manager was Natalie Wilson. I just tried to message you right now. Kindly confirm if you receive it, okay? Can you bear with me?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Just stay with me. Let me just send you a message. Just sent you a message on Teamwork, ma'am. Kindly confirm if you see that message.
Yes, I see this.
Okay, so I believe we have the access for your Teamwork account.
I mean, I don't have a Teamwork.
No, you don't have to install it or anything. It's an you can access the account. I'm just sending you a re-invitation right now. You just have to click on that link and assign yourself a username and a password, and that's about it. All the information will be appearing over there. I'm just sending you the invitation.
Okay. Well, I also said this in my first email. This is for my client, so it needs to go to them. It says the project is my name. That's not correct.
We will change the name, ma'am,
because
we will change the name once we have the information for the client. We have sent you a brief form that you need to fill it out, or either will you fill it out or your the party that you're working with. You can send the information over to them, or you can provide me an email address and a number for them so we can, talk with them.
Okay, well, can I just get your is this application at euteamwork.com, is
yes.
That your direct email address?
That's not the main, address. That's basically where we will be communicating on the project. Because this is just to keep information on one place. It works like an email, but obviously it's basically a project management portal.
So where does this come into play with Wiki is the thing? Because
With Wiki, ma'am, we will be working on that. We sent you a form. I'm going to send that once again to you. You just need to fill that information we need for the client. So once that is fulfilled,
okay, well,
we will start working
also,
on the... Yes, ma'am?
Can you put my client on the email as well then?
Yeah, we can. Not a problem. Can you just give me the email address?
Okay. There needs to be two people on it, so this email needs to be addressed to Scott.
Scott.
First name is Scott, S-C-O-T-T.
Just give me a second, ma'am.
And his.
Type it down. It's his full name is Scott.
His first name is Scott.
Mm-hmm.
His last name is Mel, M-E-L-E.
M-E-O-E, okay.
No. M-E-L-E.
No, M-E-L-E, okay.
Yes, M-E-L-E. And his email address is Scott, S-C-O-T-T.
Mm-hmm.
M.
And then the Nancy, right?
No. M as in money.
Okay, M as in money, okay.
At.
Mm-hmm.
Tech, T-E-K.
T-E-K.
Dash.
Dash.
Tite. T-I-T-E.
Mm-hmm.
.com.
Okay, let me just repeat it just to make sure, ma'am, I have the correct. If there are any mistakes, can you correct me? It's Scott, his full name, first name, and then C, then there's the M, at the rate tek-tite.com.
Yes.
All right, and the other email address, ma'am?
That was the email address.
No, you were saying two people needs to be added.
Yes. Can you add Carl? K-A-R-L, first name.
Mm-hmm.
Last name is Kelso. K-E-L-S-O.
Kelso, okay. And his email?
K. Kelso. K-E-L-S-O.
Mm-hmm.
At tech-tite.com. It's the same as how
yeah.
Scott's handle is.
All right. Let me just repeat it back to you. It's, his email address is K-Kelso, K-E-L-S-O, at the rate tech-tite.com.
Mm-hmm.
Any number for them?
I'm sorry?
Is there any number we can reach them out, or should we be communicating with you?
Yeah, you can call Scott. His phone number.
Mm-hmm.
It's 609.
Mm-hmm.
656.
Mm-hmm.
0600.
Okay, let me repeat the number back to you, ma'am. It's 609-656-0600.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and I'll be adding them up on the project, and we'll be sending out another email with the brief form, so everybody will be notified, ma'am. And the invitation that I've sent you for teamwork, you can assign yourself a username and a password, and then you can access your project as well. And just save the password on the browser so you don't have to put password all over again whenever you try to log in.
Okay, no, this is what I literally just said before. You need to tell my client in the email that they need to set up the account here.
Mm-hmm. Not a problem. I will reach them out.
So in the email, don't send me back this board to sign up, because this is not for me. This is for my client. So in the email,
what I'm trying to say, I will add them up on the project, right? You will be there as well. You will be notified as well, whatever is going on with the project. You don't have to respond, but
okay.
Obviously you are looped in that messages.
Okay.
All right. So let me just go ahead and do that, and let me try to get a hold of Scott as well.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, ma'am, for your time, by the way.
Bye.
All right.